partnership with more experience. Partnership with more experience. There's two questions that came in. They're kind of similar, so I want to address them all together. Let's dive into the question. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. I have a question that came in here. This video is about partnership with more experience. Partnership with more experience. There's two questions that came in. They're kind of similar, so I want to address them all together. Let's dive into the question immediately, shall we? Hi. I'm still fighting to close my first deal. Yeah, that's like most people. That's like 98% of the market. But I'm in the New York market and I know it's pretty hard to wholesale in New York. Says who? I don't understand. What do you mean it's hard to wholesale in New York? It's not hard. It's not harder to wholesale in New York than any other market. What's hard to do is generating leads and marketing. And that's what most people don't talk about, okay? And it's hard because people don't know they're supposed to, I guess. But in any business, marketing is the key thing. You need to generate leads. You need to be coming in and not get stuck on one dead deal. I have a good idea. It's pretty hard. Okay, I've been trying to virtual wholesale for about 3 months now. I have a good idea how to wholesale as well as lease option and seller financing, meaning they know the theory. Let's see here. I would like to work with other investors with more experience that may help me close faster. Can I work with you? Okay, good question. All right, so a couple of things here in this long question, but let me dive into the second question so we can address them together. The question says, I want to JV with someone who is willing to walk me through my first few subject to deals. Okay. And we're going to talk about what this means. I already have pre-foreclosure leads in Riverside County in California. If anyone is willing to mentor or JV with me on agreeable terms, please let me know. I'm always open, okay? But I'll tell you what, it's not just about me. It's about, the idea here is partnership with more experience, you know? Well, obviously, you want to partner with people with more experience. I am actually looking to partner with people with more experience in things like full-blown development deals, developing a skyscraper. I've never done that before. That's another level entirely for me. And if I'm going to get into that game, or 4,000 units of rental properties, right, my personal goal is 10,000 units, right? So you know, it's like, if I'm going to get into that, I want to partner with people with more experience. It just makes sense. So right off the bat, good move to want to partner with more experience. But let's dive into each line of these questions and then let's address them, because I feel like there's a lot to learn when you ask certain questions. Sometimes questions are asked in certain contexts without proper context. And I like to clear that up. But we're talking about real estate wholesaling ultimately here, which is the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing to generate leads of these people that will be interested in selling you a property. But usually these are distressed owners. That's the reason why they would sell you very cheaply. Motivated seller, I like to call them, but there's a reason why they're motivated. They need to get rid of a property that's become a liability for them. Right, they may owe too much, the property is negative cash flowing, they're facing divorce, pre-foreclosure, unwanted inheritances, and things like that. You know, moved out of state, tired landlords. There's many reasons why somebody would want to sell cheaply. It's the same reason why people go to a pawn shop to pawn an item, engagement ring. They need money, and they need more money than they need the desire to own that thing, right? So that's why it works. That's why real estate wholesaling works. So you lock that property under contract. You assign the rights to the contract to an end buyer for a fee, $1,000, anywhere between $1,000 to $82,000, which is my highest. I'm looking to break that record and everything in between. There are people that have done more, $150,000, $200,000 per deal in assignment fees from doing a real estate wholesale transaction, okay? So it's a fantastic, lucrative business model once you figure out the marketing part of things and learning how to generate leads. Now, what I teach you here is learning how to generate free leads, free, okay? And skipping 80% of the hustle, making 6-7 figure income per year with or without closing deals, and then 10xing the number of deals you close. That's what I cover here. So now with that out the window, let's address each line of this question. I'm still fighting to close my first deal. You're not abnormal. 98% or more of people in this game following the gurus are going through the same thing. They're looking for that first proof of concept, okay? So that's okay. I'm in the New York market, and I know it's pretty hard to wholesale in New York. It's not hard to wholesale anywhere. It's just a matter of learning the market and learn how to market, okay? What is hard to do is learn how to generate leads and learn how to market, okay? I've been trying to virtual wholesaling. What is virtual wholesaling? The idea of wholesaling a property outside of where you live in, anywhere more than, let's say, 300 miles away from where you live, and you did it all remotely. That's called virtual wholesaling, meaning you facilitated the whole deal, and even including closing, they just sent you a check. In my opinion, nowadays, everything you do should be virtual wholesaling. You don't need to go to closing. You don't need to attend the closing. You don't need to be at the deal. You don't need to inspect properties and any of that stuff. Remember, the main job of a real estate wholesaler is to find the deals. And you can't find deals if you're not generating leads. When you have zero leads coming to your business, you have a dead business. Not even dead deals, dead business. So you need to be generating leads, okay? So the key point here that you need to understand is that, okay, let me take this one at a time. You can do this business anywhere. You should be virtual wholesaling, period. Nothing. Even if the deal is right behind your house, it's virtual wholesaling because you don't need to go to closing. It's the digital age. Switch your mindset about this game, period. Okay? Let me continue here. I have a good idea of how to wholesale as well as lease option and sell. Anytime someone says I have a good idea, it's usually because they know the theory. That's a good start, okay? But the most learning you're going to learn is going to be from experience, okay? You're going to learn from experience. And how do you get experience? You get started now, okay? You get started. All right, so I would like to work with other investors with more experience that may help. Here's the problem with that question. When you post this on a forum somewhere or you send it as an email, for the most part, you're going to not get an answer, or you're going to get answers of people that don't have any experience looking for partners. They're just looking for partners that they can tap into. Why? Because you're not bringing any value. So the best way you can find a mentor or JV mentor is to find ways you can bring value to the table, okay? And the best way to do that, get started with generating leads. Bring leads to the table, okay? Bring the JV deal, let them help you work the deal, okay? Or you can bring buyers to their deals, okay? And that's some of the things I help you with here too. Generating lead, buyer leads, people that will buy other people's deals. As a matter of fact, I recommend that's what you should focus on because there's nobody doing it, okay? The other end of a deal where you generate sellers is saturated because everyone is cold calling and calling the same people, all right? But as far as generating buyer leads, no one is doing that. No one is doing that. So that means it's an open market for you if you can learn the skills on how to do that. So the second question goes, I have to JV with someone who is willing to walk me through. No one is willing to walk you through because the people you're asking about, they're busy people. Okay, they're busy people and they don't have time to be filtering or pre-qualifying you if you're serious or not. And most people that post this kind of question, can I share a secret with you? They're not serious. They just stumbled into the idea of wholesaling and they're looking for someone to tap their brain for free. You know, I mean, think about it. People have their family to feed and their most valuable asset is their time. So no, they're not gonna answer that. If they answer that, they're either newbie themselves or they're looking to sell you a course or something. So, you know, they'll sell you a full-blown package, $30,000 mentorship package. And now they can compensate or justify their time with you. Does that make sense? So it's very, very important. So I already have pre-foreclosure leads. I don't know what you mean by that. If you have pre-foreclosure leads, find somebody to work with. Find somebody, a mentor in the market, or submit the deal to somebody that you already know. So if you have a lead, if you say you already have leads and you use the plural leads, I am assuming that you have data, okay? Everyone have access to the same data. That's why everyone is cold calling, okay? But is that if you say, I have a pre-foreclosure lead I need someone to help me with, you will see people come out of the woodworks to help you because they want to split 50-50 JV deal with you, okay? So that's the way it works. So if you're willing to mentor, of course they're willing to mentor as long as you bring some kind of value to the table, but they're gonna assume that you're just like everybody else. You're looking for ways to take from them and not have anything to give. So I just want to give you that tip. So one of the best things you can give to a mentor to help you is the leads you're generating. It's actually the number one best thing you can give, and they will mentor you absolutely for free. How do I know? Because my first four deals back in 2005, I did it with my mentor. And I'm still happy I will do it over and over again. As a matter of fact, if I was to do it over again, I would do the rest of my deals with him. And we would do partnership like that for life, okay? But not knowing what I didn't know at that time, I wanted to be independent and stuff like that. Different topic, we'll cover that. So if you want to learn how to generate leads and stuff like that, smart real estate wholesaling, okay? Smart real estate wholesaling is what you want to go download. Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this absolutely for free as a bonus real estate money secret. And if you prefer Kindle audio or paperback, the options are there as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.